Amen. Come on, put your hands together for our young people once again. Amen. We thank Sister Jeanette Hayden for the time that she takes up with our young people. Amen. I thank her because it don't matter whether she got 2 kids or 10 kids up there, she gonna still do what she does. And I say that to kind of convict your heart. If you got a young person that you ain't bringing out to choir rehearsal, maybe you need to start. Amen, amen, amen. We want to be able to bless God and the preached word as well as the sung word. Amen. So if you can, bring your children out to choir rehearsal so that they might be able to participate in the choir as well. We're going to take a break this morning from our sermonic series on being the church. That'd be befitting to do a Thanksgiving message. And I know sometimes people say that, oh, we should be thankful all year round. And that's true, we should be. But I'm thankful for the fact that that the United States of America has taken this moment, this season, to thank God. Understand that there's a rich history when it comes to Thanksgiving. Because when the pilgrims came over here in 1621 to start a new life, it was at that time, after surviving the harshness of the winter, that they threw a big feast. It was about 50 pilgrims and about 90 Native American Indians that they invited. And they introduced Jesus to these Native Americans. Because this was a time of not just giving thanks, but it was a time of praying as well. About 150 years later, George Washington made it official and made this a day of thanksgiving unto the Lord. And in 1863, Abraham made Thanksgiving a national holiday. And listen, it was to thank God in the midst of the Civil War. In other words, he didn't wait until after the war was over. It was in the midst of the Civil War that we take this opportunity to give thanks unto God. The problem nowadays is that we've come to a place to where Thanksgiving is more about food, family, and football. We very seldom get to the place of thanking God for all that he's done for us. So if you would, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Psalms 107. Psalms 107. And we're going to read just the first 3 verses of Psalms 107. You have an opportunity to read the whole entire Psalms. It's a wonderfully written Psalms. Psalms 107, verse number 1. And it reads like this: Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Let's bow our head. Dear eternal God, our Father, we come to you right now, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you for this, your word, Heavenly Father, Lord. And we're praying, God, that we would understand the value of being thankful in this season. Understand that all you've done for us, God. Lord, we thank you for this, your word, God. We thank you, God, because it's a living word that lives within us, God. We pray that, God, we'll be attentive to your word, that we'll be obedient to your word. That we'll understand, Heavenly Father, Lord, that as your word is going to last forever, that everything that we see, everything that we feel and can touch will pass away, but your word will last forever, God. So we ask, God, that we'll hide our word, your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. We thank you, we honor you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. From this particular passage of scripture, we'd like to pin this thought: a call to thanksgiving. A call to thanksgiving. As mentioned, just like anything else that man has touched. Any other holiday that we've been aspired to celebrate, through time it has been diluted and perverted. I understand the need for us as family and us coming together as family. That's a good thing. I understand good food. Lord Jesus, I know. Food is good. Amen, somebody. And this year, our football is good. But somewhere between the family, the food, and the football, Thanksgiving has gotten lost. We've turned away from giving God thanks like we should give him thanks. According to the history, the early pilgrims gave thanks because God had brought them through some rough times. And I don't know about you, but all of us go through some rough times every now and again. All of us have come through times that if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side, where would you be? I don't know, maybe you've been blessed all your life, and I've been blessed all my life, but I've had some rough times. I've had some difficult times. I've had some rough moments in my life. I've lost some folk down through the years. I've had some folk turn their back and walk away from me down through the years. I still have difficult times. There's still weak moments that I have in my life. But if I really can sum up all of it and begin to put it into one phrase for you, I can say, Lord, thank you. Because I don't care what I'm going through, I can still say God has been good. I can still testify to the fact that God kept me, as the old folks, through danger seen and unseen. And I know that I've been in some sticky situations that should have taken me out of here. But it's been because of the goodness of an almighty God. One whose sheer nature is good. There is absolutely nothing about God that is not good. It's not just the fact that God is good to us. God is just good. If you really want to get a DNA of God, a part of his DNA is that he's good. As a matter of fact, he's gooder than good. And so that's what the psalmist here is talking about. Understand, Psalms 107 is the beginning of a psalm that expresses thanksgiving unto God and praise and adoration unto God. It is believed that this psalm was written at the end of the exile period. In other words, these people had been exiled from their bondage of 70 years. But they still faced an uncertain future. They didn't know what they were going back to. Little did they know that the walls would be torn down. The temple would be destroyed. There'd be foreigners living in their land. But they still find an opportunity to be thankful. You see, because we're thankful to God, not for what he does for us, but we ought to be thankful to God for who he is. You see, because God has been good since Genesis 1 and 1. And he continued to be good all the way to Revelations 20. God is good. He has always been good. This is what the psalmist says. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what? He's good. God is good. It is God the one that is good. It's not us. There ain't nothing good about us. We are in sin. We are a sinful people. And if it had not been for God's mercy and his grace, we'd all be dead in our graves. But it's the goodness of God. Listen, it's God looking at us with an eye of compassion. God knows that we sin. He knows my sin. And that's why he tells us that we are to confess our sins unto him. Because he already knows it. But he needs us to recognize that he knows it as well. So what does it mean that God is good? Well, God is good by his nature. His nature is just good. God, in God being good, it does not just mean that God just does good things. It means goodness is a part of who he is. Every action, every thought, every intention of God flows from his good nature. Listen here, even when God chastises us, even when God disciplines us, he's still good. Even when God chastises us, he's still operating within the parameters of his love for us. As a matter of fact, that's one of the defining moments of how God loves us is by how he disciplines us. He's good. Doesn't matter your circumstance, your situation. I don't care if you're unemployed and can't find a job. God is still good. Because God's nature is good. It's not predicated on how you're living or what's going on with you. If a hurricane came right now or tornado came and swept through this building, God would still be good. And he's still worthy of our thankfulness. He's still worthy of our praise. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances and situations, God is still worthy. So we see God's goodness. His goodness is perfect, unlike human goodness, which is flawed and inconsistent. God's goodness is perfect. He always acts in a way that is best for his creation. God always acts and does what's best for us, even when it does not seem like it's best for us. We all need to trust that God knows best. And God is going to always do that which is best for creation. Not necessarily just best for you. Sometimes we think that God is just supposed to give us the good things of life. Sometimes we think that just because we ain't got it as good as someone else, that God is not good to us. But understand the fact, if you could, and take a breath, God has been good to you. If you woke up this morning and you could put up both hands and wave hallelujah unto God, God has been good to you. The fact that you woke up with a house in it, with shelter, with heat and with lights in it, it's the fact that God has been good to you. The fact that you were able to go out and get in the car, turn the ignition and it turned over, and you were able to drive yourself to church is a fact God's been good to you. If you could sit in these pews and wave your hands and say, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for your glory, God. God has been good to you. If you didn't wake up this morning with a phone call from the fire department or the police department telling you that your loved one had been killed out on the street, God has been good to you. God is good. I tell you, he's good. I know sometimes we say God is good all the time, God's good. How many of you really believe that? Can you say that God is good even when the good is not getting good? Can you say that God is good when things are falling apart in your life? Can you still say the Lord is good? Can you still give thanks unto the God? Our purpose, I'm going to give God praise at any time and at all times because he's good. Listen, in Psalms 107, these people were going back to an uncertain future, but yet they could still say that God is good. When they get back to Jerusalem, it's in ransack. It has been ransacked. The walls were torn down. The temple was a wreck. Most of their homes were gone. But they still seen an opportunity to say, the Lord has been good. God has been good to you. Despite your circumstance, despite your situation, the Lord is good. You see, I come to find that when you begin to praise God during the bad times, when you begin to praise him when it don't make sense to praise him, when you begin to give him a hallelujah when all hell is breaking loose in your life, God will supernaturally come in and give you a praise that's unspeakable. He'll give you joy that's unspeakable joy. So my recommendation to you, don't get into this thing of complaining. When you feel the need to complain, begin to praise God. Begin to, Lord, I thank you for what I do have. I thank you, God, that I still got my life and the activity of my limbs. I thank you, God, that I still got salvation and that, God, you didn't cast me away, God. I'm still your child, God. No matter what comes up against me, even if this life takes me, if I'm taken out of this life, I got a home with you, God. He said, for the Lord, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And not only is God good, but his mercy endures forever. That's rich there. That means that God will never give up on you. God will never cast you away. You'll always be there. I don't care what's going on in your life. God will not cast you away. His mercy is enough to cover everything. He's a merciful God. As a matter of fact, he's not only a merciful God, but he is a God that gives up new mercy every day. He generates new mercy for us on a daily basis. That means that God has this loving kindness and this compassion for you. As a matter of fact, he's the only one that can have the loving compassion that he shows towards us. We can try and mimic him, but we cannot get it like God does. You see, because God sees the heart. God sees what's down on the inside of us. We cannot see the heart of man, but God knows and he sees the heart of mankind. And I know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I need God's mercy. I need his mercy. God's still working some things out in me. I need his mercy. So we all are to give thanks unto God because he is good and his mercy endureth forever. But the second reason that we need to give God is because he redeemed us. Here it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I don't know about you, but I've been redeemed, you see, because I've been purchased with a price. There was a high price that was paid for my life that gives me value right now, not because of who I am or what I can do or what I can produce. It's because of what was paid for my life. Jesus gave himself. He sacrificed himself on that cross for you and for me. Listen, he didn't die for his own sin. The Bible said that he knew no sin. But it was because of our sin that he gave himself for us. And it's a shame if you've been redeemed by the power of God for you to sit down on a praise and give God honor and thanks for what he's done for you. If you can't give God thanks for anything else, you ought to be able to give God thanks for saving your wretched soul. God, thank you for saving me from that life that I used to live in. Thank you for keeping me, Lord, even in the midst of not wanting to be kept, God. Thank you, God, for watching over me. It was the Lord that kept me. And he kept me because he paid too much for me. He gave his life. He shed his blood for me. And the reality of it is that he keeps on giving unto me, even now, even over 2,000 years ago, he's still yet giving to me. He's still redeeming me. He's still setting me free from some stuff. He's still delivering me from some stuff. He's still keeping me from some stuff. So I have no right but to just say, Lord, thank you. for what you've done for me. Thank you for where you brought me from, God. Thank you, God, that you're keeping me. God can't let me go. He can't let me go because his words say he can't let me go. I've been redeemed. I've been bought with a price. My life no longer belongs to me anymore. It belongs to him. And I say, God, however you see fit to use me, God, use me as you will. For that, I say, thank you. Thankful to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The children of Israel had been redeemed from their bondage. They had been set free from exile. Just like they had been set free to go into a land and to rebuild the walls and rebuild their houses in the temple. We've been commissioned after being born again to go and preach the word of God and take the word of God to the lost. It's based upon our gratefulness, our thankfulness to God, what he's done for us. Because if he saved us, he can save other folk as well. If God has been merciful to you, if God has been good to you, if God has redeemed you, don't you want to see somebody else redeemed? See, other folk receive the goodness and the mercy that God has to offer to this world. I'm glad about it. And I'm glad that God redeemed me. You see, because in him redeeming me, he did for me what I could not do for myself. When he redeemed you, there's nothing that you could have done to redeem yourself. That's all the more reason to be thankful unto God. That all of us were on our way to hell. I know a lot of times you don't want to hear about hell, but hell is for real. I had a ticket in my hand on my way to hell. And it's because God redeemed me, because God decided that he was going to draw me by his spirit. Yes. It was his spirit that drew me to him. It was the spirit that opened up my heart and said, yes, Lord, I receive your word in my heart. Hey. That's the only way you can be redeemed. You exchange that ticket to hell to that ticket to heaven. And I got my ticket in my hand. I don't know when I'm going to get there, but I know I'm on my way. I know, and I'll continue to be grateful and thankful to God for that ticket in my hand. We've been called to be thankful. Thankful people. Not just football, family, and food, but to be thankful. Listen, my challenge to you is that when you do get together with family, when you have the food there, take some time and share with one another why you're thankful. This is not just a prayer of thanksgiving over your food. No, you need to tell, why am I thankful throughout the year? What has God done for me? You see, God has done so much for me. I'll be here all day telling you everything that the Lord has done for me. But you can highlight some things where the Lord has brought you, what God has brought you out this year. I know God has done something for you this year. I know that he's blessed you this year. We need to spend some time verbalizing that. Not only just for you, but that others might hear how good the Lord has been to you. Giving your testimony. You see, it does God's heart proud when you talk about his goodness towards you. He's like a proud father. You talk about, well, my daddy can do anything. Yes. There ain't nothing that escapes my daddy. My daddy got all the riches of the world in his hand. He the world belongs to him. Yes. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein belongs to God. Yes. And he's brought me out of some stuff. Jesus. He's healed my body. Yes. He put food on the table when there was no food on the table. He loved me when I was unlovable. He kept me even in the midst of my difficulties. At my worst hour, God still kept me. He didn't throw me away. He didn't discard me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The one whom he redeemed out of that land and placed us into the hands of an almighty God. We've been redeemed by the Lord. And I'm so glad about it. I wish you was glad as well about it. What the Lord has done for us. I won't sit down on it. I'll continue to tell the story of how God redeemed me. I'll continue to tell the story of what he did to get me where I am today. I'll continue to bless his name each and every day. Every day that I wake up in the morning, I'm saying, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you, God, that you brought me out. Thank you that you watched over me last night. Thank you, Lord, that I didn't wake up to any bad news, God. Thank you for your glory that you show forth in my life every day. Thank you for the favor that you give to me on a constant basis every day, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you've opened some doors that no man can close. Thank you, God, that you made a way out of no way. Thank you, God, how you was a bridge over troubled water. Thank you, God, how you brought me out of the storm and kept me, Heavenly Father, Lord. Thank you, how you quieted some storms in my life. Thank you, God, how you watched over me. Those who were trying to backstab me, you kept me from them, God. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for me in the midst of the trouble that I found myself in. You were yet good to me. You yet showed mercy to me. You yet redeemed me and gave me glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We got a reason to thank God. And I'm calling you to be thankful at this time. You see, because I'm reminded of what Christ did for me. I'm thinking about Calvary. I'm thinking about how he came down here to give his life as a ransom for me. I'm thankful that how he wasn't even concerned about himself. He said, I didn't come to do my own will, but I came to do the will of my Father and to give my life a ransom for many, God. I'm thanking that I'm part of that many, Lord. I'm thankful that, Lord, you gave your life at Calvary for me. You stretched out your arms, willingly stretched out your arms. You took the nails for me. You took the rivets in your feet for me. You took the piercing in your side for me. You put the crowning of the thorns on your head for me. You died for me, God. They took you off the cross, put it in a borrowed man's tomb. You stayed there Friday, all day Saturday, all night Saturday. But early Sunday morning, you got up with all power of heaven and earth in your hands. You're sitting at the right-hand side of the Father. You're yet making intercession for me. You're yet praying for me. You're standing in the gap for me. And it's because of you, God, that I live and have my being. It's because of you, God, that I am what I am today. It has absolutely nothing to do with my goodness, because all of my goodness is as filthy rags before the Lord. But it's because of his goodness. It's because of his mercy. It's because of his grace. And he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. My question to you, will you be ready? Will you be ready to come back when he comes back? The door to the church is open. Please stand to your feet. We're praying for God's goodness and mercy to continue in the lives of our... He is good. Amen. Is there one that will come? This is a personal decision that you make. Listen, if you're not certain that you have that intimate, personal relationship with God, we're willing to take you to the cross. Maybe you don't want to be a member of this church, and that's fine. I'm not worried about that. But what I am worried about is your soul. If there's any uncertainty, any doubt in your mind that you have not received Christ, You see, the evidence of a saved life is it changed the life. Has God changed your life? Can you honestly take a look at yourself and say, God, I see the change you made in my life. I'm not what I need to be, but God, I thank God I ain't what I used to be. God wants to come in and change your life. He wants to change it from the inside out. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen, amen. Well, yes. Yes, Lord. My storage. Come on, please stand to your feet. Let's give the Lord about 30 minutes of praise. My storage. Come on, sing with my storage. Come on, my storage. And I'm available. My storage. Lord, use me as you will. It's empty. Come on, my storage. And I am. Come on, is your storage empty? Yes, yeah, yeah. And I am. Come on, one more time. My storage. My storage. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy, God. Amen. Listen, we want to close out with a simple prayer of thanksgiving. I'm going to ask you to come down to the altar. Give a prayer of thanksgiving. Prayer of thanksgiving is simply a prayer, not asking God for anything. I remember a time when I was working in the plant, and God placed a prayer of thanksgiving on my heart for the entire shift. As I walked around, all I could think of was to say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this machine, God. Thank you for this robot. Thank you for this individual. Every now and again, you need to just pray a prayer of thanksgiving. It's not about what you can get from God. It's thanking God for what he's already done for you. Because that shows your appreciation to God. So come on, let's go before the Lord and just let's just thank him. As I'm praying, you can pray as well. Dear eternal God, our Father, we come to you right now, God. Lord, we thank you so much, God, for all that you've done in our lives, God. Lord, we can't even begin to quantify all the blessings that you've given to us, God. But Lord, we'll start with, Heavenly Father, Lord, the blessing of salvation, God. Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus into this sin-sick world. We thank you, God, for Jesus coming in and giving him his life for us. We thank you, God, for our salvation. We thank you, that when we heard the voice of the Holy Spirit drawing us, God, that we answered the call. We thank you, God, for living in a nation, God, that allows us the liberty to praise your name, God, that affords us the ability to give your name praise, God. God, we realize that there are many nations that can't do that, God. So, God, we yet thank you for them as well, God. God, we thank you for the people who are under persecution, but yet still thankful. Thank you, God, for this church, Heavenly Father, Lord, and for all that you desire to do in it and through it, God. God, I thank you for every individual that's in here this morning, God. I thank you, God, because all of them have needs, Heavenly Father, Lord, but they're taking this opportunity to say thank you. God, I don't come asking you for anything right now, God. I just come saying, Lord, thank you for my going out as well as my coming in, God. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy that follows me all the days of my life, God. God, thank you for redeeming my soul, God. Lord, thank you for putting food on the table, a shelter over my head, God. Thank you, God, for giving me the means to be able to take care of my family, God. God, thank you for a job, Heavenly Father, Lord. Thank you, God, for resources. Thank you for your provision that you give to us on a constant basis, God. Lord, thank you that you give us more than we even deserve, God. Thank you, Lord. Because, God, I know I don't deserve it, but, God, you give it anyway. So, Lord, thank you. God, thank you for my next breath, God. Thank you, God. That, Lord, you have already mapped out and ordered my steps, God. Thank you for the ordering of my steps, God. Lord, thank you for your divine protection that you give to us, God. Lord, where will we be? We worship you, God. Because along with our thankfulness, God, we need to worship you for who you are and for all that you've done for us, God. Glory to your name, God. We praise you. We worship you this morning, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your future protection, God. We know that you are there, Father. You're omnipresent. Glory to your name. We honor you today. Thank you. And thank you again. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide with us now, yet and forevermore. Let every heart sing. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving.